Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. On our show, we talk a lot about how to reduce our carbon dioxide or CO2 emissions. But some scientists are developing another approach to climate change, techniques to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. Here to tell us more are Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussain from our Possibly team. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Okay, first things first. Why do we need to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere? Shouldn't we be focused on using renewable energy and driving electric cars?
Well, reducing our carbon emissions as much as possible is definitely the first priority.
But there are some sectors like aviation or cement and steel production that are really hard to decarbonize.
And on top of that, we've added and continue to add a lot of carbon dioxide to our atmosphere.
So it's likely that we'll need to find a way to take some of it back out to prevent the more extreme effects of climate change.
But is that really possible? I mean, how do you remove carbon dioxide from the sky?
It is possible, but these carbon removal methods are still in the early stages of development. To get a sense for the way that scientists are trying to do this, we spoke with Dr. Galen McKinley,
professor of Earth and Environmental Science at Columbia University and Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory.
She told us there are many different ways to remove carbon dioxide from the air. Some are pretty simple, like growing trees. Although if you have listened to our show before, you know that even that isn't as simple as it sounds.
And other ways can get pretty complicated. But for now, let's focus on some of the technological solutions in use and in development today.
One of the most popular CO2 removal strategies uses chemistry to pull carbon dioxide out of the air. It's called direct air capture and storage.
How does that work?
Basically, it involves pulling air over special solutions that separate out carbon dioxide and then burying that CO2 deep underground. Galen says,
the challenge is that could require a lot of energy.
It's also very expensive. Some estimates price removing a single ton of carbon dioxide at $200.
How much would it cost to make a dent in this problem?
Well, we emit about 40 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. So do you have $8 trillion to spare by chance?
Definitely not. Are there any more affordable ways to remove that carbon?
Galen says there's another technique called bioenergy with carbon capture and storage, or BECCS for short.
And how does that work?
So the idea is you grow a bunch of plants which suck up the carbon in our atmosphere today, and then you burn those plants to create energy, like electricity.
But doesn't that just release carbon into the air?
The difference is,
instead of being burned and re-emitted to the atmosphere, now we capture the carbon.
So this generates energy and removes carbon dioxide from the air.
Wow, that's interesting. But is it realistic?
Not yet. It takes a lot of land to grow plants to make those biofuels, and we need that space for other things, like forests and growing food.
Megan, the gist is that none of these carbon removal methods are ready for prime time. But a lot of scientists think we should be researching them much more than we are already.
Because we're going to need every tool we can find to combat the worst effects of climate change.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.